was on trial for robbery and he was found innocent by the court. Well, he jumped to his feet. He yelled, "That's awesome! Does that mean I get to keep the money?"
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever been to court? I have. It is far from the happiest place on earth, but we've managed to dig up some courtroom funnies. Here's some actual questions asked of those under oath. So, besides your wife and children, do you have any other pets? Was that the same nose you broke as a child? In your opinion, how far apart were these vehicles at the exact time of collision? The 24th of December, was that the day before Christmas? Question. I'll show you Exhibit 3 and ask if you recognize that picture. Answer. That's me. Question. Were you present when that picture was taken? Question. What happened then? Answer. He told me I have to kill you because you can identify me. Question. Did he kill you? Question. What were his motives? Answer. To pull over out of the road. Question. And he was alive when he was doing this? Question. Could you see him from where you were standing? Answer. I could see his head. Question. And where was his head? Answer. Just above his shoulders. Question. Do you recall approximately the time that you examined the body of Mr. Dunnington? Answer. It was in the evening. The autopsy started about 8:30 p.m. Question. And Mr. Dunnington was dead at that time, is that correct? Answer. No, he was sitting there on the table wondering why I was doing an autopsy. Question. So after anesthesia, when you came out of it, what did you observe with respect to your scalp? Answer. I didn't see my scalp the whole time I was in the hospital. Question. It was covered? Answer. Yes, bandaged. Question. Then later on, what did you see? Answer. I had a skin graft. My whole buttocks and leg were removed and put on top of my head. Question. You claim to have expertise in physics. Please tell us what Newton's first law is. Answer. Well, I don't believe I remember that. Question. Who was Newton? Answer. I believe he was the guy who came up with the first law. Question. Where was the security officer in relation to you when you were struck by a car? Answer. To my left. Question. How far to your left? Answer. I don't remember. I was getting run over at the time. Defendant, Your Honor, as God is my judge, I didn't do it. I'm not guilty. Judge, he isn't. I am. You did. You are. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if that defendant was guilty or not, but that judge was wrong about one thing. God is our ultimate judge, and we will stand in a heavenly courtroom one day. That used to terrify me as a kid. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one of us may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Yikes! That is bad news if you're me. I have broken commandments. I've put mud in my brother's clean trousers, snipped off a girl's pigtails, and cheated on a Bible memory test in school. Thankfully, that isn't the end of the story. Here is some awesome good news from the book of 1 John. If anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. At a very young age, I knelt beside a styrofoam bed with my mother there and asked Jesus to forgive me of things like pinching my sister and not liking Sundays. And he did. Because of God's grace and what Jesus has done, when I stand before the judgment seat of God, I will be found innocent, clothed in his righteousness. That, my friend, is very good news indeed. Court adjourned.
Did you know that Laugh Again is heard 85 times a day across the country and that you can help make it all possible? Your financial gifts will help Laugh Again stay on the air and provide our resources free of charge to people across the country. Consider making a financial gift today. Call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.